Good day to everybody out there. It's Pastor Bob. And this is Jesus Stories, Session 2B. We're going to be finishing up the story we began yesterday called the Angel Gabriel. We've gone from the prophet Isaiah to the Angel Gabriel. Wonderful story yesterday. Really filled in a lot of the story that we don't often get to hear about Zacharias and Elizabeth. Very good stuff. And we continue today. And remember, here's the last two paragraphs of where we left off yesterday, and then I'll go right in to the end of this story for today. All right, so let's put our spiritual seatbelts on, the ones that just kind of settle us into a small, still, quiet point within. When Zacharias was finished with his days of duty in the temple, he departed to his own house in the rolling hills of Judea. He still could not speak, nor did he speak for several months thereafter. But soon after he came home, his wife Elizabeth told him that they were, at last, to have a child. "Thus has the Lord dealt with me after these many years," she said joyfully. And the old man gave thanks in the silence of his heart. 6 months later, the angel Gabriel appeared again. This time the messenger of the Lord came to the city of Nazareth in Galilee, in the lakelands north of the province of Judea, and visited the maiden, Mary, who was betrothed to a carpenter named Joseph. Now Mary was cousin to Elizabeth, but she had heard nothing of the vision to Zacharias in the temple, nor did she herself plan to marry her intended husband for some time to come, though all their friends and kinfolks felt that she and Joseph had done well to choose each other. "It was good," they said among themselves, "that both Mary and Joseph were descended from the house of David, he who had once been king of all Israel." Well, it was a quiet day in Nazareth for Mary, until the unexpected figure came to her as if from nowhere. And she looked up in surprise at the calm face of the stranger. "Hail, Mary, you who are highly favored," said the angel Gabriel. "The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among all women." When Mary saw this sudden visitor, she was deeply troubled. What could this greeting mean? She could not understand it, and she trembled at his words. "Fear not, Mary," the angel said to her, "for you have found favor with your Lord your God. You shall have a son, and you will call him Jesus. He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest. The Lord God will give him the throne of his forefather David, and he will reign over the house of Israel forever. Of his kingdom there shall be no end." Mary was astonished and even more troubled, for her wedding day was still far off, and Joseph was no king to be father to a king. "How can this be?" she asked the angel. "I am not yet married, and the man I am to marry is a good man, but a carpenter. How then shall our son be king?" "The Holy Ghost will come upon you," Gabriel answered. "The power of the Most High God shall cover you. Therefore, the holy child that will be born to you shall be called the Son of God. And behold, your cousin Elizabeth is soon to have a child of her old age. For with God, nothing is impossible." When she heard this, Mary believed and no longer feared. I am the handmaid of the Lord, she said humbly. Let it be to me as you have said. And the angel departed from her as suddenly as he had come. Yet the news was so startling to Mary that she could not bring herself to tell it to her parents, nor to the man she was to marry. She therefore arose in haste and went into the hill country of Judea to visit her cousin Elizabeth. Strangely enough, Elizabeth was not surprised to see her. For when Mary greeted her, the older woman was filled with the Holy Spirit and all the knowledge that came with it. She cried out in a joyous voice, "Blessed are you among women. Blessed am I that the mother of my Lord should come to me. And blessed is she that believes. For indeed those things will happen which were promised by the Lord." So Elizabeth already knew. Mary answered with joy in her own heart, "Oh, how my soul does magnify the Lord, and my spirit does rejoice in God my Savior. For he has taken notice of his handmaiden in her lowly estate. Behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty has done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on those who love him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm. He has scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He has thrown down the mighty from their seats of power and has lifted up those of low degree. He has filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he has sent empty away. He has helped his servant Israel in remembrance of his mercy, as he spoke to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his children forever." Mary stayed with Elizabeth for about 3 months, helping her cousin as the older woman grew heavy with the child. And when the little one was born, she returned to her own home in Nazareth with the knowledge that she, too, was to have a baby. When Elizabeth brought forth her son, her friends and family gathered around to rejoice with her. The Lord had indeed shown great mercy to the wife of Zacharias. And on the eighth day after the birth, they came to sanctify the child and offer suggestions for his name. "Let him be called Zacharias after his father," they said. But Elizabeth shook her head and answered, "Not so. He shall be called John." Now this was most surprising to them. "But there is no one in your family by the name of John," they argued. "Why do you not name him for your husband?" And they made signs to the father, who was still incapable of speech, to ask him what he desired to name his son. Zacharias motioned for a writing tablet. When they brought it to him, he wrote these words upon it, "His name is John." And they marveled, all of them. Yet they marveled even more when suddenly his mouth was opened and his tongue was loosed. The power of speech came back to him, and he praised God with all his newfound eloquence. He was filled with the Holy Ghost, and he prophesied and said, "Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he has visited and redeemed his people, and has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. As he spoke by the mouths of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us, to perform the mercy promised to our fathers, and to remember his holy covenant, the oath which he swore to our father Abraham. Fear came on all the people who heard him, and on those who lived round about when they heard their neighbors repeat the words of Zacharias. What manner of child is this? They wondered to each other, and remembered the words within their hearts. But Zacharias had no doubt about his child. He knew that the hand of the Lord was with them. And to the baby John, even before the little one could understand, he said, "And you, my child, shall be called the prophet of the highest, for you will go before the face of the Lord to prepare his ways, to give knowledge of salvation to his people, by the forgiving of their sins through the tender mercy of our God, to give light to them that sit in the darkness and in the shadow of death, and to guide our feet into the way of peace." And the child grew and became strong in body and spirit. When he was of an age to leave his home, he went into the desert where he fasted, studied the holy writings, and prayed until the day when he was ready to preach to the children of Israel. In the meanwhile, Mary had gone home to her parents and the man, Joseph, who was to be her husband. It was strange to him that she was already carrying a child within her, although she was still a maiden and unmarried. But she told him all that she had seen and heard. And one night, while he was thinking about all the strange things she had told him, Joseph fell into a restless sleep. An angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said to him, "Joseph, son of David, fear not for Mary's sake or for your own, for she has been visited by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Most High. She will have a son, and you shall call him Jesus, for he shall be the Savior of his people." Joseph awoke, untroubled and refreshed in spirit. Soon afterward, he took the maiden Mary to be his wife, and they lived together in Nazareth, awaiting the birth of the baby who was to be called Jesus. Elizabeth and Zacharias knew that their son John was to be a prophet, preparing the way for a greater man than himself. And Mary and Joseph had been told that the boy Jesus was of his people. The young couple and the old looked forward with great eagerness to the days to come. And that concludes Jesus' story 2, the angel Gabriel. And tomorrow, we will pick up with story 3, the birth of Jesus. Until then, this is the middle Sabbath of the week. Treat it as such. God bless.